Okay, we have Lamed Amid Aleph, five lines from the top. We're still learning the laws of Tumah here. Amar Abasi, Amar Rav. Rav Asi said the name of Rav. But Amil others say Amar Rabba ben Isi. It was Rabba the son of Isi. Amar Rav said the name of Rav. That this, we had this argument in the Mishnah of three opinions as to whether in Tumah a Sheni is capable of creating a Shlishi. So the halach is when it comes to Chulin, it cannot Sheni the end of the line, and by Tumah it goes further. Rabbi Akiva holds that even by Chulin goes to Shlishi. Rabbi Yechem Azaka says there will be a generation in the future who holds that even Tumah only goes to a Sheni. Says the Gemara, so they say name of Rab, that Rab Meir and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Lezer, coolest feel, they all hold like we paskin halacha. The ain sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin. Comes to chulin, it doesn't go any further than a sheni. Comes to truma, it goes to a shlishi. Now we'll go through each tana. Rab Meir, where do you find Rab Meir the Tanan? Rab Meir said, kol atowun biyis mayim medivri seifim, anyone who is tummy. That the Rabbanon said he needs to go to mikveh. For example, if you go to mikveh and you take a shower afterwards, you have to go to mikveh again. Because he took Maim Shuvin. So, for example, there. Anyone has to go to mikveh, midrabbanon, mitameh es hakoideh, he is a sheni. So if he touches something for koideh, that thing becomes a shlishi and it's tameh because it has a capacity to pass it on to Ravi. Upoisel as a trumeh, when it comes to trumeh, it can only make it one more degree, a shlishi, because it doesn't go any further. That's called pasul. But a mutter bechulin v'maisa. But in chulin is a sheni. Sheni is all right. He doesn't go any, can't go chulin. Can't go any further than a sheni. And maisa sheni is also treated like chulin. Divrei Rav Meir. And the Chacham argue when it comes to maisa. When it comes to maisa sheni. So what do we see clearly from here? That Meir holds. We clearly Meir holds that a sheni by chulin does not go further. Why are we bringing a Meir? Bring the Chachamim. We don't know who these Chachamim are, so therefore we brought a Meir. They both agree that a Sheni does not make a Shlishi. They only argue regarding Maisa Sheni. Is Maisa Sheni treated like a like Chulin, or is it treated like Truma? Rashi. Kol Haton, like parallel to what we're starting about. Kol Haton, be his Maim, be his Seifim. Kol Shu, Toim, and Atayda. Anything which is Toim from the Toim. Chachamim, his Kiku, Allah, the Maim. The rabbis wanted you go to Mikveh, and the Toim, come Toim, and Abor, Yishiv, Rub, Maim, Shubin. Let's say you took a shower. Well, pras, if he ate a half the measure of Talmudic food, only half a measure. Or Hayidayim, we have a rule that hands are always considered a sheni. They require tefillah. Kulam b'teira shnayim hitinum. They have all of these cases. You have a status of a sheni. Metamen is a kaidish li a shlishi. It becomes a shlishi. V'yaser vi, it makes it a vi. A poison that will pass a truma. The Chachamim oisim b'maiser, they pass a maiser, and says, achili, you're not allowed to eat it. If you're a sheni, you shouldn't be eating maiser. But touching it is not a problem. Avon negi yashari, touching maiser sheni is like in between, a state of flux between chulin and truma. So you're allowed to touch it, but you're not allowed to eat it, if you're a sheni tummy. The chulin aflecha, chulin is a step better than that, because chulin you can even eat. If you're a sheni, you can eat it. The truth of the matter, you could have quoted the Rabbanon, they also hold the Shein doesn't go any further. We don't know who they are, but a Meir, a Machlekus, a Kamba. When we said a Meir, we meant a Meir and the entire Braisa. Okay, the next time you mentioned was Rabbi Yossi, which Rabbi Yossi had the Amnon, Rabbi Yossi we learned about yesterday. Who learns from Tvul Yaim that you can make a Shlishi? Tvul Yaim, he himself is a Shani, he's allowed to eat Chulim. Yet he makes a shlishi by truma. So surely a sheni of chul, a sheni which is tameh, surely he makes a shlishi. And then he goes further, Rabbi Yossi, and he said, "Mechusa kippurim." We learn out that you make a revi by kodesh. But this guy is mechusa kippurim. He's allowed to eat truma. Yet he's not allowed to eat kabbonis till the next day. So surely a shlishi by truma, which in itself is tameh, surely makes a revi by truma, by kodesh. So lochayde Rabbi Yossi holds the imisa. Because if Rabbi Yossi holds that a chulin can make a shlishi, then truma should the same kalchayme go one step further, make it truma into a revi, because you'll say that a tful yaim is like everything moved over a degree, so a tful yaim is like a shlishi, and you say a tful yaim who is like a shlishi is lari chulin, yet he makes a revi by the truma. Surely chulin itself shlishi, which is a tamei apostle, surely should make a revi. If we get carried over one step, then all the kalchayme should move over one step. Dimisa Lisa Lysi should learn the Ravi Betruma and Chamisha Bakadish. Rashi Dimisa the Shlishi Bechulim and Atayda, if you tell Matayda Chulin also makes a Shlishi, Lysi, Ravi Betruma and Kabuchayma, then we should make a Kabuchayma from that. To say that Truma goes to Ravi Mitful Yaim from the same thing that guy went to the Mikra that day, he has to wait till that night for Truma. Yet you can eat Chulin. Could I see the Shlishi Leel? Just like we learned Shlishi before, Mishani Bechulin, we only would start from Mishani. But if you tell me that you can go Chulin Shlishi, then learn Kabuchayma from there. And we'll go a step further by Kodesh as well, Chamishi. Because since Truma is a Revi, and make the Sekha Wachema to Mechusi Kippurim still has to wait till the next day. So we see Chamishi. Revi, but Truma Kavachema, Mechusi Kippurim, a guy who didn't bring yet his carbon, could Isa Levi, Leil, Meshishi, but Truma. Rabbi Yeshua, back to the Gemara. What's Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, if somebody eats oichol rishon, if somebody eats food that is a rishon l'tum, then what happens to him, according to Rabbi Lezer, rishon? Then you yourself become like the food you eat. You are exactly what you eat. So you become a rishon as well. And sheni, if you eat food which is a sheni, then sheni, you become a sheni, midrabon. Shlishi, if you ate food which is a shlishi, shlishi, you become a shlishi. That's Rabbi Lezer. What does Rabbi Yeshua say? He says, I don't care, I don't care the food you ate is a rishon. You're always a generation lower. So if you ate a rishon, you become a sheni. But if you ate a sheni, then sheni. You also become a sheni. You don't go any further, because there is nothing further than a sheni. That proves Rabbi Yeshua holds that by chulin, there's nothing further than a sheni. Shlishi, what happens if you ate a shlishi? What happens then? So it goes as follows. Sheni, as far as kodesh is concerned, you're elevated to become a sheni, and you're able to make something tamei, which then makes pass it on again, because by kodesh you go to the V. The ain sheni betruma, but when it comes to truma, and there's no sheni by truma. We don't make you sheni by truma. Let's do Rashi before we go further. No matter what you eat, you become a sheni. Says Rashi, Michael Edition, Ovid Ladition, doesn't make you a Michael Edition, Ovid Ladition, El Sheni. Sorry, skip to Rashi. Says Rashi, 8 lines above the wine lines. Chatzi Prasi ate a half a measure, Meichel Rishon, Nase Gufa Rishon, you become a Rishon, Midrabon. Boichel Eichel Sheni, if you ate a Sheni, Nase Gufa Sheni. Why you become exactly the same stringency as the food you ate. Rabbi Shuva says no. Hoichel Eichel Rishon, Oichel Eichel Sheni, only become a Sheni. Meichel Rishon, the other lady Rishon. If you ate Meichel, that's Rishon, doesn't make you Rishon. El Sheni, you become a Sheni. Why? Sheena Eichel. We don't treat you the same as the food. Abel Michael Sheni, if you ate food with a Sheni, Ois a Sheni. But Hossam Farish Taimah, Matsina, we find, why Taka? If you tell me food does not have the capacity to make you equal, so how come if you ate a Sheni, you become a Sheni? So the Gemara explains, because a Sheni, if it touches water, we learn the Gemara Pesachim, the end of the first Pedic, that water that abundant will geyser by Mashkin, that is always elevated to addition. So a Sheni is able to make a addition, and you eat addition, you become a Sheni. So therefore, a Sheni can make you a Sheni. Had there been another step in between. Shasheni Shaide Mashkin. Next Rashi, Shlishi, if you ate a Shlishi, then you're a Sheni Le Kodesh. Ha'oichalech a Shlishi. Nase Gufa. What happens to Gufa? Depends. We're talking about Kodesh, Truma, Chulin. Gufa becomes a Sheni to Kodesh. Im Yigaba Kodesh. Touch Kodesh. Yitma'enu. You make it into a Shlishi. You make it Tamei. Whenever it says Tamei, means that that thing has a capacity to go another step. Apostle means the end of the line. Since you're a Sheni, you make that food Tamei, a Shlishi, which can make one more step by Kodesh. Lifsal Oidech. Vahasa Mefadish Taimod. Vahana Tum Rabboninu. Get back to Gemara. So Rabbi Shuva says, "Oichel oichel rishon v'sheni sheni shlishi the sheni b'kodesh. The ain sheni b'truma. There's no sheni b'truma. Na b'chulin shenasu al taras truma. Al taras truma in. Only when it comes to taras truma. When do we say that if you ate chulin and you ate it was a shlishi?" That you become a sheni for kodesh only if you ate chulin. That the person who was very frum, every yid has to give truma. So therefore, many yidin decided that they're going to eat chulin in their house and they're going to behave as if it is truma. So they'll be extra cautious. Or it's actually a koyin, and the koyin who definitely eats truma is very very cautious, even with the chulin that he has. So we're having more in Chayim Bakedesh and Chagiga that they eat truma, they eat what are you called chulin, like as if it's truma. So therefore, you can have a shlishi by chulin. Why can you have a shlishi by chulin? Because you decided that your chulin will have the same level as truma, and truma we know we go to a shlishi. It's like an edder. It's like yeah. So therefore, you have to be machmer. However, al taras kodesh loy. But taras hakodesh, we don't go that. We don't say you become a sheni, because very few people go that far, because Tazik Kodesh is a step too hard, and most people don't do that. They live normally ordinary chulin to treat as if it's a korban. It's a practically impossible. Alma, so the only way that you can have a shlishi by chulin is if you're a person who eats chulin al derech terumah. Otherwise, it can't be. So what does he clear from here? There's no shlishi by chulin on its own. Alma, because somebody holds ain't shlishi by chulin. The regular chulin doesn't have a shlishi. Okay, the next one, Rabbi Lezer. What's the Rabbi Lezer? You learned. Rabbi Lezer, Oimer. Rabbi Lezer says that Shlosht and Shavin, all three Rishons are the same. Harishon Shebe Kodesh, V'chulim B'Truma. All of these three, whether it's Kodesh, Chulim, Truma, they all have the same name when it comes to Rishon. That Metame Shnaim, U'Poysel Echad. If it comes to Kodesh, Everyone, whichever category we're in, Arishan makes a sheni. But the difference is as follows. When it comes to Kodesh and your Arishan, you have three more steps. Two more Tame, sheni, shlishi, and then one pasul revi. When it comes to Terumah, it's one Tame, one pasul. Because Arishan makes a sheni, and the sheni makes a shlishi. So the sheni is a Tame, and the shlishi is a pasul. When it comes to Chulin, all you have is the capacity to make a pasul. You make a sheni, it doesn't go any further. But what do we see? By Chulin, clearly it says that once it goes to the sheni, it can't go any further. So that's, again, another opinion that says that by Chulin, there's no shlishi. Again, so mitamish naim upayz lecha b'kayim. When it comes to kodesh, arishin has three more steps: two tame, one pasul. Mitame echad upayz lecha. When it comes to truma, you have two steps: one tame, one pasul. Upayz echad b'chul. When it comes to chul, and you have one step. Clear. Next one, Rabbi Lezer d'tnan. We learned in the Mishnah, you have an issue here. That you have to give, you have dough that is tameh, and you have to give challah before you can eat it. Depends. If it became tameh by mistake, we say you do 1 out of 43. If it became tameh on purpose, you got to give 1 out of 24, a much bigger piece. For challah, the question of how to do the challah, we don't want you to be make challah tameh, because a kohen can't eat tameh to get challah. You have to burn it then. We want to be able to have tori to get challah. How do you do that? How do you have Torah challah? Now, if you're going to bring another piece of dough here, and you're going to give challah from the Torah on the tummy, we have a rule, it has to be menamukav. Menamukav means it has to be touching. Literally touching. It usually means close by, but we touch over here, menamukav has to be touching. So how do you leave that challah Torah if it's touching tummy dika challah, tummy dika dough? So what do we do? Comes along Rabbi Lezer, and it comes with the following idea. Rabbi Lezer, I'm a challah, you bring another dough that's Torah. Challah nitelus min hateir ala tameya. You're going to take challah from the toir on the tamei. But how do you do that? Keita. This is what you do. You actually are going to have two pieces of dough, one toir, one tamei. You're going to take slice off a piece of dough of the toir and put it in juxtaposition to both, right in between. So it intersects the two. So you're going to have this little piece of dough in middle that's touching the tamei and touching the toir. So it's called minamukav. Now, what do we gain by doing that? Because we are going to have that this little dough in between is going to be less than the size of an egg. In order to be makabel tumah, to receive tumah, even a mashu, in order to generate tumah, to disseminate tumah, you have to be mikol ha'oichel. We learn the oichel that goes into your mouth, which is the size of a beya, so it has to be the size of a beya. Because this is less than the size of an egg, it will become tumah, because it's touching tumah, but it will not pass it on to the toy dikah thing. So this is how you're going to be able to give challah now from the Torah to Gedor. They're connected now via this piece in between. But this piece in between doesn't have the capacity to make any more tumah. And you're going to then take away this Torah to Gedor. And then you'll call it challah. We don't want to call it challah straight away. What do we gain? This tumah to Gedor is a rishon. If this tumah to Gedor is a rishon, this dough in between becomes tumah sheni. But by chulin, it doesn't go. Now, one second. There's a brisa that comes along and says that even if this dough in the middle is the size of an egg, we don't care. You take a piece of dough the size of an egg, touch the big piece of dough of tameh, and it touches the dough of toyer. So how does that work? The size of an egg will generate the disseminate tumor. Ah. But this big dough is a rishon. Touching it becomes a sheni. And by chulin doesn't go any further. So we don't care. But when do you call it challah? Only after you remove the Torah Dikah dough. Why only after? So Rashi explains, because the moment you call it challah, it's no longer classified as chulin. It's now like truma. And by truma, it does go on one more step to shlishi. So we're not going to call it challah only as we're removing it. Sorry? Of what? Doesn't help. The Braisa says that even the size of the Braisa is a Mishnah. We learn that. The Mishnah says it has to be less than an egg. Less than an egg is perfect. But the Braisa says even the size of an egg. So in Rabbi Elezer. So how do we understand the Braisa in Rabbi Elezer? Without the Braisa, it's very simple. Oh, so that proves Rabbi Elezer holds Rabbi Chulam. We don't go any further. Without the Braisa, we would have just said less than an egg. So even though by Chulam, maybe you go to a Shlishi, but it can't go any further because it's less than the size of an egg. So the Rai release from the Braisa. So I, what's the machlek is the Braisa, the Mishal Sinemet. Says, how did we do this? Shtei Isa, he had two pieces of dough. Achas Tehedev, Achas Temeya. One is Tari, one is Tami. So you take the size of challah from the dough that you didn't yet give challah from the toydik. Because if you already gave challah from the toydik dough, then it's not, there's no chiyuv challah, and you cannot give challah in a potter alachayiv. So you can't do that. The noisin poch gebeya beemtza, you place a less than an egg size of dough between the two large pieces of dough. Remember, the dough has to be, you know, 43 eggs. Over here, you put it. The tummy is on one side, the tummy is on another side. Can they little minamukav? So what do we gain by putting this little piece in between so they're all touching? The chacham disagree. Seems like a chacham hold, it doesn't help. And we'll see more later what the reason is. But l'chedim pasha chacham hold, that a sheni makes a shlishi by chulin, and therefore, what are you going to gain if you're going to put a little piece in between and touches both sides, it'll make it tummy. It seems that this is the machlekes of Rabbi Elazar and the chacham. Chacham hold that a sheni makes a shlishi by chulin, and Rabbi Elazar Shein does not make shishi b'chulin. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar agrees with what we said before. Furthermore, but Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, kibeya. We learned in the Braisa that this piece in between could be the size of an egg. It could pass on tumah. Obviously, it doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Because the Shein does not make shishi b'chulin. And the Rabban Asik, the whole Shein does make shishi. So l'cheida. Idi v'idi, both cases are talking about b'isa the Shein. The original dough that was tumah was Arishin. And v'chulin atvulin l'chala loike chala. I mean, also everyone agrees that the toyde kado, even though it's waiting to give chala, everyone agrees that the toyde kado kol's man, you didn't give a chala, it's still considered chulin. Because there is an opinion that says, since this dough is waiting to be taken chala out of it, and this chala mixed in, it's as if there's already chala in there, and therefore it's not treated more like chulin, it's treated like truma. But we hold that no. That it's not considered as if challah is mixed in there. It's just tevel waiting for it to happen. But right now, it's still classified as chulin, and therefore, there's no problem. My lab b'halkin v'gid is machlekes. So what's machlekes? Chacham and Rabbi Elazar. Ma'asava, one of them holds ein sheni oyse shlishi b'chulin. That one of them holds a sheni does not make shlishi b'chulin. The Braisa says that even though it's the size of an egg, it does not pass on the too many further. Ma'asava sheni oyse b'chulin. Another one holds a sheni does make. Chacham holds makes this a v'aser. What's the machlekes then between Rabbi Elazar and the Braisa of the Mishnah? How can the Mishnah dafka less than an egg? So let's do Rashi here. V'tanya kebeya, savru rabbanon. Sorry, let's go. Sorry, a little bit further. The middle of the page. My lab b'hakim ifugi. Right in the middle of the page. So what's the machlekes over here? This is what we assume. Rabbi Elazar v'rabbanon. This is the machlekes. Rabbi Elazar the shari. Rabbi Elazar was matas savri holes. Ain sheni oisah shlishi b'chulin. It doesn't go any further than the sheni. Therefore, this middle piece, even though it's the size of an egg, will not pass any tumah to the toyde kado. But Rabbanon the asi, why Rabbanon says no good? Savi, they hold sheni oisah shlishi b'chulin. They hold sheni does make shlishi b'chulin. V'tamil achala, and therefore they say that the piece, little piece in between, is going to make tumah the toyde kado. Lifnei kriyas Hashem, even before you call her name, even though you didn't call her name, and still chulin, doesn't matter. Ba'avagav the chulinu, even though it's chulin. The ishtakach and comes out, and what's wrong with it? And if it's tameh, the problem is the safin and lekoy and chala tameh becheska shitayda. You're giving him chala. He thinks that it's tameh. In fact, you gave him tameh to chala. Aye. So how do we explain our mishnah? Why does our mishnah say that it has to be less than the size of an egg? And lechayda, the only reason why you would say that is so tameh that cannot pass on. According to this, who cares if it does? The Tana, the Maslis, and the Tana, our Mishnah, the Amal, the Rabbi Elazar, Pachin, the Kebeya, Lab Mishum, the Isle Sheni, Oisa Shlishi. Not because the Tana, the Mishnah, agrees with the Chachamim that a Sheni makes a Shlishi, so let's make it less than the size of an egg. El Mishum, the Kamu, the Efshel, Mutit, Tumid, Dem, Toys, Mimayatin, there's an Inyan to be Mayat, reduce Tumah as much as possible. In other words, you're right. Whether it's the size of an egg or not, an egg, it will not pass on to the tardika dough. But you're ruining the dough that you put in between. The dough you put in between, where did it come from? From the tardika dough. So why put a big piece? Why ruin a big piece? Ruin a small piece. So the Mishnah and Rabbi Elazar, I have another argument. The Braisa have another argument is if you can reduce the amount of tumah you're generating, why not? Let's, as we'll see tomorrow soon, and so we try to minimize the tumah as much as possible. So the reason why the Mishnah says have the size less of egg is not because we're worried about passing on to the next dough. That doesn't bother us because it won't pass on anyway. Chulin can go beyond the sheni. It's the piece in the middle itself. That little lump over there, that clump of piece. Why should it be a big piece? Make it small. The asa ligrim tumah l'chulin. You're not allowed to cause tumah and bring it to chulin. Ela mishum takanas trumu d'shari. Why are we allowing you here to take l'chatchila toydik dough and make it tameh? Because we have no choice. We want to be able to give challah on this over here, so we have no choice. In order to give challah, and you want to get from Torah, so this is the only way you can do it. But minimize the tumah. But after b'hachi, since you have a choice, do it this way. That's one possible explanation. Inami, another reason why the Mishnah says be less than the size of an egg. Mishum the dilma loim is daiba. Maybe people are not so careful. The whole idea was we just said before that as soon as you do that's all touching. You lift the toydik dough and then you call it challah. And the reason why you have to lift it first is because if you call it challah while it's still sitting there, it's now classified as truma. And by truma, Hashani makes a shlishi. The Mishnah is worried that you're not going to be so careful. Because we want you to do it like straight away. Right? As you're lifting it, you're supposed to make a challah. We're scared that you're not going to be so careful and you're going to make a challah right before you lift it. And then we just made it's a shlishi and it should have become tummy. So therefore, let's just take an extra precaution. We're going to make the piece in between less than the size of an egg. So even if you did that mistake, it won't pass any further. Nacham don't like it. Why don't Nacham like it? The Chacham don't like it because maybe you. Why don't Chacham like this? Even the Chacham hold that a sheni makes a shlishi, but why don't they agree, Rabbi Lazar, make it less than the size of an egg, and less than the size of an egg cannot pass tuman. Simple. Chacham are worried that people don't know exactly what the size of an egg is, and by mistake you might make a bigger piece, and then it passes the tuman. Because they all by chulin does go to shlishi. So that's what you want to say. Says the Gemara, no rai from here. Back to the Gemara. Omer Rav Mori, Brei Rav Kahana, Rav Mori, this Rav Kahana says, Kuli Alma, everyone agrees, Ein Lav Dafka. Maybe everyone holds Ein Sheini Oiza Shlishi B'chulin. Why make a machleket Chacham Rav Elazar? Maybe everyone agrees, a Shein does not go any further. If a Shein does not go any further, how come the Chacham don't allow you to go ahead and to do this Eitzah here, putting a little piece in between? V'hacha, you know what they're arguing about? Whether this is Chulin or not. Maybe this is Truma. Why is it truma? Because this piece of dough is waiting to be taken challah out of it. Now, how do we view the challah that it's waiting? Is the pshat that already this challah in there? We just know what it is, so therefore we have to separate it. If so, it's already truma, so the state is truma. Or the pshat is no, there's no challah there yet. There's a chiyuv to make challah out of it, but there's no challah there yet. Right now, all it is chulin. Chulin that's waiting to be taken challah out of it. How do we view that? Marsava kichaldom. It's already like this challah in there. And therefore, it's like a shlish, and therefore, it's like truma, and there's truma, there is a shlishi. That's a chachamim. It's not like chalam. Rashi. Why do you ask them? And they pass it because of what? A shlishi. That's one way. Another way, says Gemara, if you buy answers, the kuli alma, everyone holds. Perhaps everyone agrees that chulin, hatvulin, lechala, loike chaladami. It's purely chulin. Chulin is chulin. So what's machlekes? And everyone agrees that ein sheni oisa shlishi b'chulin. Since that's the halacha, let's say everyone agrees there's equanimity there. That was everyone agrees that there's no sheni going by chulin going any further. So what's machlekes? Why chamaset? V'hacha, you know what the answering is? Because what are you doing? You're taking a piece of toyedik dough and you're putting it in between. Whether it's larger than the base, smaller than the base, you just created more tumah. And what's your excuse? Because I need to give toyedik challah on this challah. Maybe that's not a good enough excuse. Maybe you're just going to have to bite your lips and give tumah to gechala. Because you're generating new tumah. I don't like that. V'hacha b'mutal likrim tumah l'chulin shebet yisrael. We're arguing whether you're allowed to chatchila create more tumah. Ma'asav, Rabbi Lazar says, stam, that you're not allowed to, but here you have a good reason why mutal likrim tumah l'chulin shebet yisrael. Here you have a good reason. Good cause. Ma'asav, also likrim tumah l'chulin, so you're not allowed to. Okay. Rashi. Rashi, boy, say, Mukulia, Mavakaldom, Kulam, and Hokmut, and Hokmut, and Ligan, to Mukul. Time is about the Asi, why the Asi, Mishum, and Soyisu, the problem is the middle piece. The problem is not the last piece, the problem is the middle piece. The Mitame Machmas Isa, because this middle piece you're going to put next to the Tamadika dough, it'll become Tame. Shahidi Shoina, because the original dough was addition. Ukasavri, and the Rabban hold, Osir Ligrim, Tumil, Lukulin, you're not allowed to, even Mishum, take on Truma, even though you want to fix up Truma, that's not an excuse. But Abeleza, Sabar, you are permitted to generate tumah in this particular case, you have a good reason. But through this, you're going to be able to give challah b'tar. Now, how can the Mishnah say the according to Rabbi Elazar, it has to be less than the size of an egg, and the Braisa is more? What are they arguing about? Nami baha pligi. That goof is the machlekes. The Tanam is I've got the mutaligan of tumor. The Tanam Mishnah holds, even though we're allowed to, we got to minimize it as much as possible. It has to be less than the size of an egg. Miu, kol kamadevsh, as much as possible. Lemute, since you can remind it, we don't want to increase the tumor for no reason. Bahefsh, bahachi, you have an eitzah, make it less than an egg. Hecha, kebeya, loy, don't use the size of an egg. The chashiv, because that's already considered chashiv. Make it less than an egg is not chashiv. However, Tanam the Braisa, however, kivan the mutaligan. The town of Braise holds, since you're allowed to cause tumor because of challah, then why be so pedantic? What's the difference more than egg? It's like hutra. Once you're allowed, Loishno, shiyuda rabba, loishno, shiyuda zutta, makes no difference. A large amount or a small amount. Even the size of an egg, you're allowed to. Inami, another possible explanation. Town of Braise Sova, dilmun noga challah b'mtsoiz, acha kriz Hashem. I said before, we're scared that you're supposed to not call it challah until after you remove it from the table. What happens if they call it challah first? It already has a status of truma. If it has a status of truma and there's the size of an egg of tummy touching it, what happens? It becomes a shlishi. Even though that's a piece in the middle of the sheni, but by truma it goes to shlishi. Therefore, for precaution, make it less than a bayah. And the Tana Braisa is not worried. The Tana Bro loy chayish. The Tana Braisa is not worried. Back to the Gemara. Tana Bami learn. Boy biyam on that. Boy biyam the Rabakiva. The Mike Mifugi. They're arguing whether the extra 1,000 amas around the cities of the Levim. What's the extra 1,000 amas? Is that for Tchum Shabbos? Or is that to give an extra 1,000 amas to the open land to the Levim? Ma'asav Tchum is the Raisa Mahatoida. Therefore, the extra 1,000 amas makes a total of 2,000. That's what. That's for teachers in Tchum Shabbos. Rabakiva. How can the possibly use for that? It must be to give you measurements around the city of Levim. Talk about what we learned. Boy, Biyema, that day, daughter, Shabakiva, Abakiva Dashin, Bishar, Sha'ol Yisrael, Menayam, and the Eden went up from the Yamsuf, Nosnu, Enayim, Leim, Shida. They all decided to sing a song. The Kate said, Omri Shida, what was exactly, how did it work? How did they sing? Kigodl hamakre is a halal, just like when you say halal and somebody's a chazan who leads, that's how they did it. Behein oinin achrav roshe prokim, and they answer back. The refrain is the first opening sentence of the paragraph. For example, Moisha Omar Oshir la Hashem, right? Az Yoshir Oshir la Hashem. Behein oinim Oshir la Hashem. Moisha Omar Kigoygo. Behein oinim Oshir la Hashem. They have this constant refrain that they keep on going back to. Machlek is a shame. I told you last time, how do we learn pshat here? It is a pshat by halal. You always say halal luka regardless of which paragraph. In the first paragraph is halal luka. Second one, b'tzeit yisrael. So when it comes to b'tzeit yisrael, and they answer back, what do they say at the end of every pasuk? They say, oh, so halal luka? Or every paragraph, whatever the first opening sentence of that paragraph is, that's what they say. And this is a mashal of the first paragraph. And the same thing as Yashir. Oz Yashir is made up of paragraphs. So by Oz Yashid, when the Marzal Shir Hashem, is that the whole way through? According to those Hashem, hold by Halal, same thing there. But if you hold by Halal, it's broken up in paragraphs, and you just do the first sentence of that paragraph, the same thing applies to Oz Yashid. Rabbi Lezer Benoish Rabbi Yesi Aglili Yemen, no. Kekotten Hamakres Halal. You know how we do it? When a child leads, when a child can't be Yaitziu. So when a child leads, how do we do it? Behein Oinin Achrav, Kol Mashu Oimen. They answer after him what he says. Moishah Mashiach Hashem, Hinoim Mashiach Hashem. Moishah Mashiach Hashem, Hinoim Mashiach Hashem. So therefore they repeat word for word after him. They repeat word for word after him. Because he can't be Moishah to them. So they have to, we're having a Mishnah there in Megillah, Flam Ches, they have to repeat word for word. Rab Nechemyah, Imam Chemyah says, Kesoifer HaPoydis Al Shema Bebeis HaKnesses. Like a chazan or a teacher. Why are we talking about a sefer, a teacher? We mean a chazan. We'll see in a second. A teacher of Shema in the shul. So who paiseh tchila? He begins. Is poydis a Shema? Poydis means he opens. He starts. He starts krishma and bichat krishma. V'hein oinin achrav, and they answer after him. So how exactly does that work? Let's do Rashi in this part here. Kesefer about 5 lines to the bottom. What's a sefer? A teacher. Why are we talking about a teacher? We're talking about a chazan here. Says Rashi. Melamed tenei. We're talking about a teacher. But who taught the Bebeisa Knesses? The yeshivas in those days were in shul. Who paid his hashma la'asod ha'noidin? The 10 people who come, they want a minyan. So he does it for them as a favor, because he is a teacher. But pashtus, he's not. He's a talmud chacham, so he's able to do it. Paid his lashon preisachag. right, entrance to Chag, Lifnei HaChag, like Erev Yom Tov. Maschil bebrachas shel Lifnei Kriyashma, he starts with the brachas before Kriyashma. The Hein Oinyan Ach, the answer. The Koyin Kulin Yachat, so Rashi learns how's it work. He starts, and then they all join. So in other words, not pshat, he says a few words, they say a few words, he says a few words, and they say the next part. He starts and he sort of triggers in their mind and they all say together. So how did it work by Oz Yashir? It's actually an amazing thing. They never sang it before. Came Oz Yashir, Moshe Rabbeinu started, V'kach sharsa ruach ha-kodesh al kulam. Everyone spontaneously said exactly the same words. How did that happen? They weren't repeating after Moshe Rabbeinu. It's just like a sefer makir by Kishma. The sefer starts, but then everyone reads it together. Not like a child who starts and they repeat after him. They're all saying it in unison. And by Oz Yashar as well, and this happened, and Moshe Rabbeinu started, and all the Eden had Ruach HaKedesh then, and they all sang together, word for word, Min HaShemayim.
Beautiful sefer that everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Kivnu Yachad Es HaShida Kiksova. And they were able to mechaven together the shira exactly the way it was supposed to be. Taisa disagrees. Taisa holds that's not what happened at all. No ruach hakodesh, nothing. That Moshe Rabbeinu said the first half of every pasuk, and the Eden said the second half of every pasuk. And that's what Poilish Maya is. They started out and they continued. Started out and they continued. Not that they said in unison. Okay. So, but you still need ruach hakodesh because all the Eden answered the second half. The exact same words. So there wasn't the first part, maybe, but the second part was. Back to Gemara, but Mike and Mifugi, so what's the machlekes here, the three opinions? Rabbi Akiva says, Saba Lemur. Rabbi Akiva says, it says, Oz Yashem Moshe, Ashir Azad Hashem, and it says, Vayem Ru Lemur. He said to them, say the following. What do you mean, Lamed? Amilsa Kamaisa. He said to them, you guys repeat the first words I said. Right? He said, guys, let's sing a song to the Eibishter. Right? He said, let's sing the Eibishter. He sang to them, Lamed, this is what you guys should say. Lamed, this is what, what should you say? These two words, Ashir El Hashem. That's it. Whatever I say, you answer Ashir El Hashem. Lamed, Amilsa Kamaisa. But Abeliezer b'noishah b'yeshah gluli, Abeliezer gluli says, like it's like they have to repeat after him. So Abeleimoid, akol milsa milsa, say after me, whatever I say, repeat. Just like a child b'halal, if you want to be yetsa them, you got to repeat word for word. And Abnechemya Savar, Abnechemya holds, he says that what? Like a sefer, Abnechemya holds, Vayyemru, it says Vayyemru, they said, the amakula b'hadeh hadodi, they all said together. They all said together, Lamoid, the Pasach Moshe Bereshis. What does Lamoid mean? That Moshe started, but they all said after him. And like Rashi said before, that they all had an inspiration to say exactly the same words as Moshe Bereshis, say exactly the same words at the same time. They all spoke together. So Moshe Bereshis just said the first words, and afterwards they all just joined in and in chorus, and they all said it together. Ton Rabban, we learned Dora Shabiyesi Aglili. Basically, Dashin. B'shosh Oli Yisrael Min Hayam. When the Eden went up in the Yam, Nosnu Enayim Leim Shira. They wanted to sing a song. The Kate said Amr Shira. How did they sing? Oilil, the little baby, not a little tiny infants. Mutal Al Bikim sing on the mother's lap. The Tinik and these little babies. Yoinik Mirima was nursing from their mother. Kivan Shiro was a Shchina. When they saw the Shchina, Oilil Higbiat Savari. The young child raised the head. The tinuk shamat dod mepiv, and the baby stopped nursing. But Amrun, they all sang together. Ze keli van veyu. They all sang together. Ze keli van veyu. So Yenik is a tiny baby, and Oilig is a little bit older. Shenemrat says mepi oily me yankim misara to oiz, that the established of our strength. And you know, I'll tell you that was from oily me yankim. Membezim gimel this with the Rebbe's whole koch every for bringing. But oily me yankim misara to oiz. Hoyer Rameya said, "Menayin, how do you know Shafilu Ublin Shemei Iman Amru Shira? How do you know that even that not only the Yainik, not you're saying children that came out, even the fetus inside the mother sang a song?" Shneimer says, "B'makheleis Baruchu Elikim, that in groups they benched the Eibishter." We had a machlekes in Ksuvos. He learned a minion from here by a chassan, kal, and so on. So mimokar Yisrael, from the mokar Yisrael means from the woman's womb. That's the mokar of every yid. That's where we were born. And what? And they sang to the Eibishter. Tesis wants to say that actually that even that a yoinik can also be even considered a fetus as well to be included. Rashi, the bottom of the page, oil godl is older. The receiver says oil the ad yoinik. So oil is older than the yoinik. The derech mikra lemekain is kamet bazedis kolaymer kol hakom and achosher ad agruah k'moy mishoy v'atzer. Include all those from those of more chasher to less chasher, from an ox to a sheep. So always the first one is the one more chasher or older. One would actually be makhelis, kishenikalu ala yam, when they all gathered around the yamsuf, mimikoyed, that also those of af oizen shemokar sang to the Eibishter. Tomorrow, Mitzvah.